वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदन नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना किशोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुन तीरा वन चारी कमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधव कुंज विहारी जय राधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदन नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय प्रहलाद सिंह प्रहलाद सिंह प्रहलाद सिंह जय प्रहलाद सिंह जय पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व जय गौर गदाधर जय गौर गदाधर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस भक्ति वृंद स्वामी श्री इस्कॉन फाउंडर चार्य बीबी डी फाउंडेशन प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य स्तोत्र श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज भगवान की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुर की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा माए जमन माए की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की समवेथा भक्त वृंद की जयनिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द समधि बोरिस ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द समधि बोरिस ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द समधि बोरिस All glories to the Lord, sweet of Sri Guru and Sri Guru. All glories to Lord Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shanti Bhakti Chaitanya Swamiti Namne Namami Bhakti Chaitanya Prabhupada Anusevan Sri Vajradhan Mahatmyam Buddhashikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shanti Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharya Nilvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchacha Deshraya हरे कृष्णा वी रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 29 टू 32 वी हैव 32 ऑन द बॉर्ड सो वी रीड द प्रीवियस वर्सेस प्रीसीडिंग वर्सेस ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय 629 कस्यां तु कर्हि चिच्चारि वासुदेव कृतोद्वह देवक्या सूर्यया सार्धं प्रयाणरतम आरुहत Translation Some time ago, Vasudev, who belonged to the demigod family of the Shura dynasty, married Devaki. After the marriage, he mounted his chariot to return home with his newly married wife. Text 30 Ugrasena suta kamsa swashu priya chikishaya rasmin hayanam ajagra rokmai stratas shatai britaha Translation Kamsa, the son of King Ugrasena, in order to please his sister Devaki on the occasion of her marriage, took charge of the reins of the horses and became the chariot driver. He was surrounded by hundreds of golden chariots. Texts 31 and 32. Chatushattam paribharham gajanam hemamalinam अश्वानम अयुतम साधम रथानम चास्त्रिशत शतम. And today's verse. Dashinam Dashinam Sukumarinam Sukumarinam Dvesate Samalankrite Duhitre Devakaha Pradat Yane Duhitri Vatsalaha Dasinam Sukumarina Dveshate Samalankate Duhitte Devaka Pradat Yane Duhitri Vatsalaha Dasinam Sukumarinam Dveshate Samalankate Duhitre Devaka Pradat Yane Duhitri Vatsala. Dasinam Sukumarina. Veshate Samalankite. Duhitre Devaka Pradat. Yane Duhitri Vatsala. Dasinam Sukumarinam Dvesate Samalankrite Duitre Devaka Prada Yane Duitra Vatsalaha Dasinam Sukumarinam Dvesate Samalankrite Durite Devaka Prada Yane Duitri Vatsalaha Mata Jesus Dasinam Sukumarinam Desate Samalankite Vitre Devaka Prada Yane Duitri Vatsalaha Dasinam Sukumarinam Dveshate Samalankite Duitre Devaka Pradat Yane Duitri Vatsalaha Dasinam Sukumarinam Dveshate Samalankite Duitre Devaka Pradat Yane Duitri Vatsalaha. Anybody else? Dasinam Sukumarinam Dveshate Samalankrite Duitre Devaka Pradat Yane Duitri Vatsalaha.
Word for word. Go ahead, please.
Dasinam Sukumarinam Vesate Samalankrite Duitri Devaka Pradat Yane Duitri Vatsalaha.
Word for word translation, two verses.
Chaturshatam
400.
Paribarham Dauri. Gajanam
of elephants.
Hema Malina decorated with garlands of gold.
Ashwanam, of horses. Ayutam, 10,000. Sardham, along with. Rathanam, of chariots. Cha, and. Trishatam, 3 times 600. Which equals to 1800. There you go. Dasinam, of maidservants. Sukumarinam, very young and beautiful unmarried girls. Dve, 2. Shate, 100. Samalankrite, fully decorated with ornaments. Duhitre, unto his daughter. Devakaha, King Devaka. Prada, gave as a gift. Yane, while going away. Duhitravatsalaha, who was very fond of his daughter Devaki. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Devaki's father, King Devaka, was very much affectionate to his daughter. Therefore, while she and her husband were leaving home, he gave her a dowry of 400 elephants, nicely decorated with golden garlands. He also gave 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, and 200 very beautiful young maidservants, fully decorated with ornaments. Please repeat responsibly. Devaki's father, King Devaka, was very much affectionate to his daughter. Therefore, while she and her husband were leaving home, he gave her a dowry of 400 elephants, nicely decorated with golden garlands. He also gave 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, and 200 very beautiful young maidservants, fully decorated with ornaments. Purport. The system of giving a dowry to one's daughter has existed in Vedic civilization for a very long time. Even today, following the same system, a father who has money will give his daughter an opulent dowry. A daughter would never inherit the property of her father, and therefore an affectionate father during the marriage of his daughter would give her as much as possible. A dowry, therefore, is never illegal according to the Vedic system. Here, of course, the gift offered as a dowry by Devaka to Devaki was not ordinary. Because Devaka was a king, he gave a dowry quite suitable to his royal position. Even an ordinary man, especially a high-class Brahmin, Kshatriya or Vaishya, is supposed to give his daughter a liberal dowry. Immediately after the marriage, the daughter goes to her husband's house. And it is also a custom for the brother of the bride to accompany his sister and brother-in-law to exhibit affection for her. This system was followed by Kamsa. These are all old customs in the society of Varnashram Dharma, which is now wrongly designated as Hindu. These long-standing customs are nicely described here. Chatushatam paribaham gajanam himamalinam ashwanam mayutam sardam ratanam chatrishatam dasinam sukumarinam dveshate samalankite dvitre devaka pradat yane dvitri vatsalaha. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjala Shalakaya चक्षुषुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभ श्री गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Today is a very blessed day. Not only is a very descriptive and a purport pregnant with meaning, but there's only two great festivals we celebrate today. The Disappearance Day of Sri Gadadhara Pandit and Disappearance Day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I'm going to try and discuss about each of them. The word dowry needs to be expounded upon. Dowry practically means gift. And this brings to my mind the verse from Nectar of Instruction, verse 4. Tadati pratigrinati kohiyang akyati pritchati punkte bhojayate chaiva shadvidam pritilakkanam. That there are six kinds of loving exchanges that Vaishnavas engage in: offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially, offering prasadam and accepting prasadam. These are the six loving exchanges between Vaishnavas. So this gift is a Vaishnava principle: giving and accepting gifts. And it strengthens Vaishnava bonds, relationships with Vaishnava. So let's analyze the word dowry. What is a dowry? A dowry is a voluntary gift given out of affection by the father to the daughter on the occasion of her marriage. This is because the girl, the daughter, the reason why a dowry is given is because the girl, the daughter, is not eligible to get a fraction or portion of the father's or mother's inheritance. That is exclusively for the sons. And how is the dowry paid or given? It's given according to the father's means. He's not meant to extend himself. In fact, I did some research on this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 22, Text 20. Canto 3, Chapter 23, Text. Chapter 22, Text 23. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada is also referring to the dowry. The context of that is the marriage between Kardama Muni and Devahuti. So Kardama Muni is Ramachari. He has no money to establish a Grihastha Ashram. Therefore, in his case, the items of donation, which is like many horses and elephants and things which are given by the father of Devahuti, are very much appreciated because they help him set up his ashram. And in this purport, Prabhupada speaks about illegal. A dowry, therefore, is never illegal. And in the purport of Canto 3, Chapter 22, Text 23, Prabhupada speaks about this illegal aspect again. He says there, not illegal as some have tried to prove, but it's a show of goodwill. The fact that it's a show of goodwill, the intent is very clear, is elaborated upon by Srila Prabhupada in that purport, where he says that if the father cannot afford to pay any dowry, he gives a fruit or a flower. But that's if his means don't allow him to do anything else. And Prabhupada quotes 9.26, Patram Pushpam Palam Tayam, that Krishna is easily pleased by a single fruit or a single flower. And this is only in the case of financial instability. If somebody is a wealthy man, you know, Bill Gates or whoever the rich guy is, Ambani, what's his name? Yeah, there you go. All the rich guys, they can't give a single flower and a single fruit. That's cheating, right? Unfortunately, this wonderful dowry system, which was established in Vedic times, has been and is being abused. The origin is Vedic, but because of a materialistic mentality, it is being abused. His Grace Chaitanya Charandas, Radha Swami Maharaj's disciple, who is a spiritual scientist, I listened to a lecture of him this morning, and he said that the condition when it transitions from proper functioning Vedic system to a current malfunctioning system, use the word fossilized. Now, most of you know what is a fossil. In ancient times, because of a flow of lava or ash from a volcano, it settled on animals and they became solidly stuck in that rock. So they become fossils, and archaeologists can find the bones intact. So what do you know about the bones inside that rock? It's rigid. So by malapplication of this principle of caste system, Chaitanya Prabhu gives an example of caste system, as well as dowry, it has become rigid and has lost its usefulness as something which is fossilized, has lost its usefulness. Now, the abuse of the dowry system in India can be extreme. It can be extreme to the point that Indian law has created the Dowry Prohibition Act, because in not just asking for or expecting but demanding for a certain dowry, the parents of the groom can become abusive. And what can they do to the lady who is already married and out of her father's house now? They can emotionally abuse her, injure her, and even kill her. There's something called bride burning or dowry death. And according to the national crime records of 2012, a woman is killed every 60 minutes over a dowry. That means by the time this class is over, one woman will be killed because of a dowry. That's pretty sad. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to the dowry given by Devaka as not ordinary. Because Devaka's possession of wealth was not ordinary. He had huge amounts of wealth. He was a king, a rich king. So when he married off Devaki, he gave, in accordance, Prabhupada says here, to his royal position. Yes. Then Prabhupada goes on to say, even an ordinary man, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, is supposed to give his daughter a liberal dowry. That means you need to stretch yourself a little bit, even if you under the bread line, so to speak. Because this is a special thing. You don't marry your daughter every day. You know, she needs to understand that, you know, my father's giving something substantial because he loves me. So this tradition of giving of a dowry is steeped in tradition of culture and spiritual knowledge. But what do we know from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 2? Krishna says, evam parampara praptam. I lost the second line. Then Krishna says, sakkalena ya mamata yogo nashta parantapa. That over the course of time, this line of knowledge which is coming intact for them, parampara, it becomes distorted and lost. And then it becomes fossilized, as Chaitanya Charan Prabhu said. Because it loses its flexibility and utility, so it becomes like a fossil. System is abused, therefore it becomes lost, compromised. Going back to the first shloka that I quoted from the Nectar of Instruction and the loving exchanges, we are sitting in the middle of a fantastic loving exchange. Where are you all sitting? Nobody, you don't know where you're sitting? You can check the location on your phone. Nobody down, Mayapur. And who created Navadvip? He says Mahaprabhu. No. Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani created Mayapur and offered it to as a gift to Krishna. And Krishna accepted it as a gift. So the loving exchange exists even in the divine couple. So in Kali Yuga, Srimati Radharani appears again. Bhakti Shaktikam. Who is that? Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So looking at the life of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, as a child, as children, Nimai and Gadai, as he was nicknamed, were very intimate. They played constantly, they studied together, they played together, and they were inseparable. But their natures were different. Their natures were opposite. Whilst Gadadhar was mellow, quiet, introvert, and to himself, he preferred to keep to himself, Nimai was boisterous, loud, challenging, extrovert. And Nimai liked to challenge. He liked to challenge people in debate. He was a scholar, therefore he was known as Nimai Pandit. But he didn't apply his scholarship in any... he did it in a boasty way, in a show-off kind of way. And this was picked up by Gadadhar. So Gadadhar says, why do you do this? This was after the defeat of Keshava Kashmirya, who was a Digvijay. So Gadadhar questioned, Nimai, why are you doing this? Where is it? What is the need for you to do this? And Nimai, he replied, almost as a premonition. Of course, he's three Kalagya, he knows everything. But he said, his reply was, I will become such a devotee that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma will come to my door. And of course this is true. So soon after that, Nimai Pandit traveled to Gaya to perform the last rites of his father. And at Gaya, he met again Ishwarapuri and took Dikra initiation from Ishwarapuri. At that point in time, having received mantra, Nimai Pandit underwent an extraordinary change. He first perceived it in himself and thought he was doing something wrong. So he went to his guru, as we should when we're asking questions when we're in doubt, Diksha or Shiksha. What's wrong? Something's wrong. As soon as I chant this mantra, I'm crazy. I'm losing my mind. And Ishwarapuri said, oh, this is very good. Thereafter, Nimai returned to Nadia. And it was experienced by those who associated with him as a puffed up scholar that Nimai had undergone some change. He was now more reserved in his challenging spirit. He showed more devotional mood and also some sort of transcendental madness, which led his friends and associates to believe that his air was unbalanced. Or some, he was bewitched. He was transcendentally mad. They understood it to be mundane madness. And one day, when Gadadhar Pandit brought something for him to eat, some Mahaprasad remnants from the Lord, Nimai began to ask him, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And Gadadhar Pandit innocently said, Krishna's in your heart. Immediately Nimai began to dig at his chest with his nails and scratch and scratch and actually try to tear his chest open. And he had to be restrained. Krishna! Krishna! Because he heard that Krishna's in his heart. But then Gadara restrained him and says, No, Krishna's coming. He's coming just now. So witnessing this was Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata was very impressed that Gadadhar had a way to control and to contain the ecstasy of her son. So she requested, Gadadhar, from today onwards, always be with my Nimai. And that is instruction that Gadadhar Pandit took very, very seriously. as Gadadhar Pandit aged and became more absorbed in his devotion, he associated with or met Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was renowned as a Vaishnav. In fact, his reputation preceded him. Therefore, Gadadhar Pandit was eager to meet a high-level Vaishnav. And this was arranged by Mukunda Dutta, who was a mutual friend. Then he met Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he noticed that his hair was oiled, slicked with oil, had many ornaments, and he was richly perfumed, and he was lying on a white bed, very like milk white, soft cushioned bed, and just relaxing and just enjoying life basically. So Gadadhar was thinking, what's with this guy? I mean, he's meant to be an elevated Vaishnava, but I see he's like an enjoyer. He's a materialist. In his mind, he got like this. But Mukunda Dutta could perceive what is in the mind of Gadadhar, and he recited one shloka from Bhagavatam. When he recited that shloka from Bhagavatam, Pundarik Vidyanidhi fell off the asan. He fell off the asan and he began rolling around on the ground and crying and pulling out his hair and tearing out all the decoration and the ornate ornaments in the room. And then Gadadhar could understand, I've made a mistake. I've offended this person because I've judged him incorrectly. So the only way I can counteract this is to take initiation. And then Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So in due course of time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the world and everybody was practically living dead, but living in the body like a dead person, like a zombie. And one of the foremost of those people who felt great pangs of separation was Gadadhar Pandit. Because we established earlier in the presentation that Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. So if you can just imagine what would Radharani feel if Krishna wasn't there. Like in the Rasa dance when he just disappeared, she felt like a life had gone. So Gadadhar Pandit was keeping to himself, daily reading Srimad Bhagavatam and lamenting very greatly. After some time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the world, somebody came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was Srinivas Acharya. But he came too late, and that's another story now. He started to go to different places looking for devotees, and as he approached them, they left the world. Very moving story of Srinivas Acharya. So Srinivas Acharya wanted to study Bhagavatam under Gadadhar Pandit. But Gadadhar Pandit said you should go and study with Jiva in Vrindavan. But he desperately wanted to have a Bhagavatam. He said, I have only one copy. You take this. You make a copy of this. In those days there was no like Xerox and printing and laser scanner. It was just handwriting. That's how you made copies. But when Srinivas Acharya looked at the Bhagavatam, he couldn't read it. Do you know why? The ink on each verse was practically washed away with the tears that Gadadhar Pandit was constantly crying in separation. Towards the latter part of his life, Gadadhar Pandit was at Puri and he performed worship and service to Gopinath Didi. Gopinath Didi is very, very merciful. We had a very pleasant experience there, my wife and I, when we went there to Puri. Very, very sheltered under Gopinath's lotus feet. But you notice something about that deity. That deity is not standing up. And there's a history to that. Gadadhar, after some time, aged, and he felt he couldn't reach up to put the garland on Gopinath. So he spoke his mind. I'm now unable to worship you and take care of you properly. So tomorrow I will call a new pujari and I will leave from here. The next day he came back, Gopinath was kneeling, sitting on the altar. And if you go to Puri now, you will see Tota Gopinath. And this deity is also linked to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because there's a crack on the knee. If you ask the pujari, they'll show you a crack on the knee of Tota Gopinath. And this is where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu winded up his pastimes. There are many versions of how he did, but this is one of them. So there's one nice bhajan which is by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the bhajan goes, Shri Godurma Chandra Bhajanopadesh. So I want to try and help you memorize the last line. Would you like to do that? Somebody said no. Okay, you must be hungry, but you got to wait, Baba. So I'll say word by word. Bhaja. Again, you please repeat. Bhaja. Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. I'll repeat. Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. One last time. Please pay attention. Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. So let's start this. I'm going to link just one shloka of this bhajan, but it's fantastic. I wish I had time, you can sing the whole thing.
Smara Gora Gadhadara Kelikalam Bhava Gora Gadhadara Pakshachara Shino Gora Gadhadara Charukatam Bhaja Godroma Kanana Kunja Vidham. 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 Bhaja Godroma Kanana Kunja Vidham.
Translation. Remember the pastimes of gold and Gadadha. Become a servant of gold and Gadadha. Listen to the beautiful narrations concerning gold and Gadadha and just worship Lord Gora, the moon of Godroma's forest powers. So this is a bhajan. It's called Shri Godroma Chandra Bhajanopadesh. I heard it on a lecture given by Srila Bhakti Charur Swami Maharaj. I was preparing for the talk. Maharaj gave this talk in 2007 in Ujjain. So I was very touched. It took me a long time to listen to the class, about 1.5 hour class. But very nice class and very nice bhajan. You should learn this bhajan. So this song, this bhajan is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We can now offer our pranams.
Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Vrayate.
Since some of you may not be au fait with that, we'll do it slowly.
Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate.
Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki. So going on, yesterday we were blessed by the descent of the spiritual world in this Bhagavatam class. We should all smile and say, Hare Krishna. So, Prabhuji gave a short introduction to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his accomplishments. I think I will touch on a few more before we go to questions. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was responsible for re-establishing the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time in Navadvip, there were a lot of deviations. I'll give you one example. People were doing marriages to compete with the neighbors, keeping up with the Joneses, or in this case the Bhattas. So keeping up with the neighbors, and then they didn't stop at children. If they had three children and married them all off in elaborate fashion to keep up with the neighbors, they start marrying their pets. Hare Krishna. So very degraded, very low class. So Bhaktivinoda was very disturbed that the Brahmins had degraded to the state of practically smarter Brahmins, and they've lost into Vaishnavism. So he, lion-like, began to preach and re-establish single-handedly Vaishnava Dharma. And then as he was aging, he felt that his body could not longer continue preaching. He prayed for a ray of Vishnu. And then the real Simha Guru appeared. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was highly educated and very intelligent. But his means of education was very interesting. The Britishers were unto that moment oppressed and suppressed the Indian and practically began in Bengal because they defeated one king in battle and then they just assumed that Bengal belongs to them, the Britishers. And oppressed the people by, in a very subtle and interesting way. Because they realized if they educated the locals according to the British system of education, then automatically those people educated will lead the others towards British system of education. So one of the people who attended that school was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedarnath. And from young age he was very brilliant in studies. But the amazing thing about Kedarnath, he used that same learning in education to oust the Britishers out eventually by preaching Krishna consciousness in a very pure way. One of the amazing qualities of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was his amazing use of time. One of the symptoms of somebody who's experiencing bhava is that they don't waste even a single moment. Srila Prabhupada was very much like this. He didn't waste any time. And I noticed in my own spiritual master sometimes, Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, he arrives in one place, you know, having traveled for many hours and within practically 15 minutes is ready to take on a preaching program, and it's been very difficult to travel for hours, maybe days, you know, because Russia's big and my Guru Maharaj travels and preaches in Russia. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made unparalleled contributions to the Vaishnava lineage. As mentioned by Jivanath Prabhuji yesterday, he discovered the location, the true location of Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another thing which I feel he's contributed and is mentioned by persons who've done biographies on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is his writings. He wrote voluminous writings on songs, prayers, so many things which inspire us today. So I'm going to make two more statements and I'll end. The first one is some advice which I seeked from His Grace Nanivas Prabhu 2 days back. I told him that I'm giving class today and it's on the day of Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day. So please tell me, Prabhuji, how can we pray to Gadadhar Pandit? And this is what Jananivas Prabhu said. He said, we can pray to Gadadhar Pandit, please be pleased to engage me in the service of Krishna. Be pleased upon me to engage me in the service of Krishna. What is the identity of Gadadhar Pandit? He is Srimati Radharani. So what does Radharani do when she sees people are disconnected from Krishna? She tries to engage them. And our prayer should not be directed to Krishna, but should be to Radharani to offer us to Krishna. If you look at Radharani's hand downstairs next to Madhava, she's always holding some flower in her hand, her right hand. You see that? Because she's always offering Krishna something. So we should pray to Srimati Radharani, to Gadadhar Pandit. Please make me an offerable flower to the lotus feet of Sri Madhava, to your Madhava. You may be rascal number one, but if you get the go-ahead, the thumbs up from Srimati Radharani, Krishna is obliged, he's obligated to accept you. Because she'll say, you know, here in Mayapur Navadip, there's this devotee. He's not a pure devotee, but he's trying really hard. You please accept him. Without his hesitation, Krishna will accept him just like that. So there's hope for us, for me at least. So I'll end with one more example of how giving gifts is essential in our lives as devotees. And in the meantime, please think of some question or comment that you'd like to make. Krishna consciousness is not meant to be kept bottled up within your heart, within Mayapur, not even within Shiva's Angan. Because those devotees broke open those doors of the storehouse of love and released a flood of Krishna Prema. Why? Because if you have something valuable, you should share it. So I would say, in my humble opinion, the best gift you can give to anybody is Krishna consciousness. And we are very fortunate in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founder Acharya's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He has given us very beautiful, attractive and potent gifts in the form of his transcendental literature. So one of the things you can do is Shastra Dhan, which you can sponsor the books and then give it to others. Or instead, you can take books on account from the devotees, Ananta Acharya Prabhu, others, Sankirtan department. Take these books, sell them and give the Lakshmi to the devotee, whichever is good for you. If you have some money in your hand, buy the book. Then you go out on the road, on the streets of Mayapur campus, and you distribute the books. It's not very difficult to do. Even if you don't know Bengali. I don't know much Bengali. Apni kemon achen, tesa pore, ami bhalo achi. So you've made a start. But you know what is the universal language? It's a smile. Hare Krishna. Welcome to Mayapur. I'm happy to see you. Where are you from? Kota teke esesen. Oh, Kota. Welcome. Have you been inside the main mandir? There's a tour at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Please go and see TOVP. It's going to be Adbhuta. Now itself it's Adbhuta. So, in this way, Krishna consciousness is very easy to present because in itself it's attractive. You don't have to do anything. Prabhupada said about book distribution, what can your 3 minutes of preaching do? Give the person a book. Prabhupada will teach to them. His devotional ecstasies is what he named his purpose. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki? Any questions or comments at this stage? Jivana Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. In this age, we are very internet, digital, computers, cell phones, it's the go. Why is it that we are still trying to give these books out that nobody reads anymore? People don't read books. What do you think about that?
Good question. Almost too good, but good question. So, yes, we're living in the age of cell phones, laptops, I this, I that, I and my. So why read a book? Because the book is a deity. This Bhagavatam is Krishna. First answer, first point. Secondly, for each modern phone that comes out,